is owned by one of 10 companies. 10 There's companies a, virtually own everything.
Not everything.
Well, almost everything.
Those companies that you showed me definitely own quite a few other companies. And my response was, damn
buying them. Out the little companies and absorbing them into the Borg.
And damn them for employing people. That's just not right. They should rely on government.
Wealth.
Yes. Yeah, concentrated wealth. And you're all for the government owning everything.
I didn't say that at
That's
all.
That's hypocrisy.
Next thing you know, we're going to have to buy stock in those companies, and we're going to get dividends, and oh, my goodness.
And somebody's going to force us to make a profit.
You guys think it's a good thing that most of the wealth is concentrated in a few hands, huh?
No, didn't say that, but I think the whole free enterprise and free market system works very well. And
concentrated in a few hands of the millions, maybe billions of people that own stock in those companies.
Exactly. Let's talk about Sean Penn for a moment, shall we? Sean Penn has an interesting desire for Julia Roberts. During the Hollywood Film Awards on Monday night, Sean Penn introduced honoree Julia Roberts with an odd speech in which he talked about how sexy it is to watch her eat and how he would love to see a 3D movie of her eating while he sat in the audience with a virtual toothpick. Oh, Sean.
Was he imbibing a little before that speech?
Obviously.
Is the one, it's the Golden Globes or the Critics' Choice Awards, where you don't sit in an auditorium, you sit at tables. It's done like banquet style.
I think that's the Globes.
And everybody's drunk.
And they're all drinking.
They're
hammered. People come up for their awards. They can barely get out of their chair. They need one of those people to steady them as they go towards the stage.
Isn't that where Sacha Baron Cohen showed up last year in the dictator costume and spilled the ashes of Kim Jong-un?
The supposed ashes, yes.
On who was it he dropped the ashes on?
Wasn't it Ryan Seacrest?
It was. Right. It was Ryan Seacrest.
Because when we're two-thirds of the way through this bottle, it seems like a good idea. Right.
It's hilarious. Vulture.com has released its annual list of most valuable movie stars. Top five, Brad Pitt. Sandra Bullock is number four. Jennifer Lawrence is number three. Number two, for some reason, Leonardo DiCaprio is there. Number one, most valuable star, according to Vulture.com, Robert Downey Jr.
Well, he's part of two massive series. You know.
And he's a pretty good actor.
He is a good actor, no doubt about it.
Pretty good actor. So, Robert Downey Jr., the most valuable actor, who is the most hated NFL player?
The most hated NFL player.
Most hated.
Dominican Sue of the Detroit Lions.
You would think, but I think I saw this. Is it Michael Vick?
Well, yes.
I think it's Michael Vick.
Yes. Forbes.com released its annual release, its annual
it's
list.
Still because of the dogs?
Yeah.
Forbes, this is by fans, the most hated player by fans.
They polled 1,100 people ages 13 and up and found that while hardcore football fans were more forgiving of Vick, the general public, not. 53% of those polled had a disapproval rating for Vic. Vic, of course, was followed by Manti Te'o. And let's see here. Michael Vick, Manti Te'o. What was the guy's name you said of the line?
Ndamukong Suh.
I can't pronounce it. That's not how it's in Ndamukong Suh.
Ndamukong
Suh.
Yeah. Yeah, Impaga. Then it's Ben Roethlisberger, number four. And number five is Mark Sanchez of the Jets.
Okay, so two of the five are people that are hated because of off-the-field issues.
Yeah.
There are women who are not on board with Ben Roethlisberger because of that bathroom rape attempt thing. And people And people don't like Michael Vick because of those dogs.
I thought that you were finally going to get your wish yesterday.
Yeah, with Tebow being considered. Now,
now the Rams side Brady Quinn, which shows you how bad Tebow must be if they sign Brady Quinn instead of him.
I know.
Because Brady Quinn is not good either.
I know.
But it looked like the Rams had said they were interested in Tim Tebow. But
at least
they went another direction.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of Impaga. The ice cream makers Ben and Jerry's has just come out with Ron Burgundy flavor.
That's going to be good.
It's called Scotchy Scotch Scotch. Scotchy Scotch Scotch, I love you. It's a butterscotch ice cream with butterscotch ribbons, and it's only available for a limited time. Of course,
while the movie is out,
the movie is going to hit theaters December 20th.
Eat this and you'll start playing the flute in that nightclub.
I am a jazz flautist. I don't know if you know that or not. And BuzzFeed.com came out with a list of 19 celebrities that have done voiceovers.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
For SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You ready for this?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Here's the list. Victoria Beckham, Dennis Quaid, Kristen Wiig, Ray Liotta, Andy Samberg, Amy Poehler, Patton Oswalt, Johnny Knoxville, Dee Snider of Twisted Sister. I think it's hilarious that they have to put Dee Snider of Twisted Sister.
Right.
Otherwise, people are like, Dee what?
That's how you know that your career is circling the toilet.
Yep.
Seth Mila of the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News.
Cue flushing sound. David Bowie, Jennifer Goodwin, Mark Hamill, a.k.a. They did it. Mark Hamill, a.k.a. Luke Skywalker.
You see, he hasn't been busy lately. Not for a long time, actually.
Alton Brown, Chris Elliott, Biz Markie, Amy Sedaris. Gosh,
what
look at all these.
What do you bet that most of them did it because their kids or grandkids wanted them to do it? I got to believe that's the only way David Bowie does voiceover work on SpongeBob SquarePants.
I don't know.
Because his grandkids love the show.
I bet you some of them have done it just because they wanted to. SpongeBob is huge, and I bet you they did it just because they thought it was fun.
Plus, voiceover work for these people is easy money. They don't have to get dressed up. They don't have to put makeup on. Just show up in the studio and do it, man.
I think I'd like to do Phineas and Ferb. I would like to have a conversation with Dr. Doofenshmirtz. I truly would.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Seriously? Oh, well, dude, you got to
cool.
You've got to look up. Yeah, you've got to look up Phineas and Ferb. It's probably one of the better kids' cartoons that are out there. Absolutely, absolutely.
I know what we're gonna do today.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Uh oh! Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on! I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Hump day!
All right, stop what you're doing. Even if commuting, here's a song about Wednesday, hump day. Rainy or sunny, you go to work to make money. See, today is Wednesday's what it happens to be, so gather round. Don't you be wearing no frown, you're loving the sound of this hump day, get down. Any work that you got, put it right up on the shelf, and let's now enjoy yourself and celebrate Wednesday. So move your hump now this way and that way. Come on and jingle those pants, come and take a chance, and let's do the hump day dance.
The hump day dance, here's your chance to do the hump day.
Hump day.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
The news, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.